you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
John writes us via the email TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Guys, I do a recycling for a local trash company, and I have several 8 to 10 stops that completely fill a 90-gallon cart full of beer cans every week. I also have one.
How many people live there? Is you driving past frat houses or what?
Good question.
Yeah. Or apartments with young guys living in it. You know, they drink a lot of beer.
Mm-hmm. I have one that fills a 90-gallon cart with vodka bottles.
Whoa.
Wow.
He's my guy.
He's on your route.
Yeah.
Say hi to me next time, John.
All right. Nick's live. Nick's got some stand-up comedy tonight, live in Griswold, Iowa, at a place called East of Omaha with Richard Reese and...
Tyler Walsh.
All right. Go see Nick tonight. And you have some of your... I don't want to give away your actually bit.
Yeah, I'm going to have some merch. I've never
had some merchandise. Yeah, you'll want these things. They're license plate holders, but it's what it says is the reason you'll want that.
Wichita to Griswold, Iowa, 5 hours, 12 minutes.
All right.
Worth the drive.
Yeah. I'll make the drive up.
Yeah, if you leave there around 2.
Yep. It's only about 45 minutes from Omaha, right?
And yeah.
We have a lot of listeners in Iowa.
52, according to Google Maps.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Just probably get a hold of those guys and see what time we want to leave.
Push walking on that Google Maps. I always do that. Screws me up.
Oh, yeah.
I did that when I was in St. Louis. Yeah. I was actually push walking. I said, well, seemed quicker getting here.
Lincoln to Griswold.
63 days, huh?
63 days coming back.
It's 1 hour and 40 minutes. Let's check and see the walking time.
Walking one.
Walking time, 33 hours.
Walking sucks. What's up, Craig?
Americans are drinking more craft beer with higher alcohol content, but are drinking less beer by volume.
Yeah, I figured that. I know I drink less beer by volume because it's too much.
But with higher alcohol content...
Well, I drink a vodka.
Well, okay, again, let me start over.
Ease.
I'm sorry, it's Friday.
Can we stay on
Did
subject
you say vodka?
Here?
No, easy. Vodka?
Ease. Americans are drinking more craft beer with higher alcohol content, but actually drinking less beer by volume.
Got it.
Because they're already drunk.
That's why.
Yeah, because it's a higher alcohol content.
Yeah.
I'm already hammered. I don't need any more.
They say
But the craft beers don't give you that. Wearable tackle box.
True.
No, right.
No.
Yeah, I looked at that thing. It looks like garbage. Solar panel, headlights, collapsing fishing rod and reel, tackle box.
For 15 bucks,
you know it's garbage.
Oh, God, it is.
They also say that we've been drinking more wine and spirits and perhaps been drinking less beer for that reason.
That's exactly why.
Oh, John got back to us. All of his stops are houses.
Really?
Single family homes.
Oh, somebody's not happy in those homes.
Wow.
Well, they might convince themselves they are for an hour or two a night.
Yeah, right.
So the point, they are saying, with the higher alcohol content drinks, is to pay attention. They say that, you know, we're used to a standard drink containing basically 14 grams of pure alcohol. That's a 5% alcohol beer.
Okay.
That's basically one standard drink.
Right.
And so the higher alcohol content beers, this means that, you know, 4 bottles of regular beer equals 4 drinks, but 4 bottles of an IPA could be 6.5 regular beers. And so, so they're just saying, look out for that.
Well, it sounds like they are, if they're drinking less by volume.
Hopefully, yeah. Mm-hmm. They also found that.
If you're drinking peanut butter porters, you're going to fill up on that crap, you know?
Well, then you're also going to be hammered quicker.
Yeah. Also found that more beer consumption was associated with being white, lower income, and of lower educational attainment, all consistent with previous studies.
Yeah, it pretty much happens when you get drunk. You become whiter and lower educated.
And bring in less money.
I drank a lot because you're spending it on beer. Yeah, I've been all three of those.
Yep. Just one beer short of a Trump koozie.
See you at the keg.
Give me my mega koozie.
All right,
Roger's here.
Oh, good.
Guys, how's it going?
Hey, brother.
What's up, buddy?
How you feeling?
You know, doing okay. Not great, but doing all right.
All right.
Good.
You were talking about the 20 beers a night?
Yes.
Not a problem.
Back in the day?
My old days.
Before you're an alcoholic. While you're an alcoholic, I should say. Before you quit drinking, you did 20 beers a night?
Oh, easily. And then...
What time did you start drinking?
Matters what day it was. If it was a day I worked till 9 o'clock, I started at 9:15. And if it was day I got up at 5 or 6, I was right at 6.
Oh, so you drank no matter what.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. 7 days a week, man. And then I'd even get beer to go on the whole way home. So, you know, can't go home with not drinking.
Well, that's a good point.
That's an excellent point.
20 beers a day. Did you ever do more than that? Or was it right around 20, averaging 20 a day?
Probably average, but there could be days maybe it was more like a day off where you didn't have nothing to do. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to work today. I'm only doing 18 beers today.
What kind of beer?
Well, it mattered what bar I went to. Different bars, I drank different beers. I didn't want to look like I was an alcoholic.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you obviously...
I was very social.
We don't encourage people to quit drinking unless they have to, and you definitely had to, so good for you. Good for you, man. How long you been sober now?
Like 26 years, man.
Congratulations, wow. Man. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thanks. Right.
Do you miss it? Do you miss it?
No. Not really. Okay. I mean, there's days sometimes I think about it, but it's not like I miss it.
Yeah. That's good. Cause that would suck to miss a beer every day.
But porn fills that hole now.
Yes. Porn is a good filler.
As long as you're filling a hole.
And a good reliever.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it, man.
Right. See you, bud.
I wonder if he still got that 50 DVDs for $1 deal
might,
going.
He might. Yeah, he's got a basement of porn. The ladies love that.
Yeah.
They do. Oh, he's got a house with a basement.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Los Angeles police keep responding to Jennifer Lopez's house because somebody keeps calling 911. The 911 caller reports things like loud music or other disturbing noises coming from the home.
The moanings of Ben Affleck is what it is. Yeah.
TMZ says each time officers get to her house, there's no disturbance, and her security says, we don't know what you're talking about, everything's fine. In one instance, cops found a gardener there, and security said, no, he's not playing loud music.
Who's narking on her for no reason?
TMZ says cops are struggling to track down the 911 callers. Right. They aren't coming from a landline. And they're saying these bogus calls have become a huge waste of time and manpower.
You know who it is? It's A-Rod.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, the call started almost immediately.
Ben Affleck's here. Hey, music.
After she performed at the inauguration.
Oh, that makes
sense. Oh, you can't do that.
Wow. Is this like the jackasses who call the SWAT team?
Except it's different. They're not SWATing her, at least.
To a different location?
Yeah, not quite a SWAT. This is not quite a SWAT.
Yeah.
But similar behavior.
Somewhat.
Yeah, loud music, they're not showing up with a SWAT team.
Do you think that she's aware every time they show up, or she has such an apparatus around her house that she doesn't
probably not even home?
Yeah, she doesn't know. Yeah. She's got guards at the gate.
She don't know.
And cameras. She don't
know. Yeah, I'm sure that's a pretty nice place.
And monitors.
Yeah, it's A-Rod. Yeah, she's banging Batman again.
Exactly. He's pissed every time Ben Affleck shows up on a movie. A-Rod's flipping through the TV. Son of a bitch.
Because that was really the only thing he had going for him.
Yeah.
He's fine. I mean, oh, yeah. Without her.
I'm sure A-Rod has no woman in his bed right now. Right now.
No.
None. He's got a younger J-Lo in his bed right now. A
probably
lot
two.
Younger, yeah. Probably two.
Probably two.
Yeah,
here.
That's how you soothe a broken heart.
Here's your gift basket. Yeah. See ya.
Two 20-year-old J-Lo's in your bed will soothe anything.
I wonder if he makes them split the gift basket if it's a threesaw.
Yeah, good point.
That's Jeter.
Yeah, but they were on the same team for a long time. I'm sure that he picked up a few pointers
from
Jeter.
Right. Well, Jeter's married now. He probably had a couple boxes left over of gift bags.
Yeah. Send them over to A-Rod's house.
Right, yeah.
Here, just sign a few baseballs, throw it in the basket. They'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, they could have just given them to the bridal party as, like, wedding gifts.
They
give them the thanks for banging me basket.
Well, they probably all had them from back in the day.
Yeah.
Farley Brothers working on a sequel to Kingpin.
Oh, really? With everybody? Except for Randy Quaid, because he's nuts?
They really don't know much about it.
Okay.
Modest financial success, but...
It was a cult favorite is what it was.
Somewhat.
Yeah, it did make a ton of money.
Cult bowling comedy.
Yeah.
Not too many of those.
It's really cultish.
Best bowling movie ever.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid, Bill Murray.
Yep.
For the Farley Brothers, it came in between Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary.
Which were huge hits. Box office, both of them, right?
So, Blues Traveler, Playing in the Field. On the closing credits.
They're involved, but they don't know how.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Randy Quaid might be a tough guy.
Yeah.
But I could see Bill Murray and Woody coming back to do it.
Oh, big time.
Is Randy Quaid wanted?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah, in California.
He was squatting. Illegally squatting in a house. I mean, he's not going to go to jail for it.
You don't want Randy Quaid squatting anywhere.
No.
Stand up, Randy.
Oh, no. He's squatting in the yard. Get the bag.
What about the girl who's going to stop being such of a whore?
Yeah.
Is she coming back? I forget that actress's name.
I don't even remember who she was.
Guessing they probably get a younger, hot chick hot chick.
Yeah, they bring in younger chicks.
What?
Yeah. That's what they do.
I mean, really, Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray are the two that you need.
Yes, you do.
To pull that off.
Right.
You get those two, you'll be fine.
They'll find the new Amish kid.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe the old lady landlord chick. You probably need her.
Ideas about what an ideal body should look like can be influenced by any number of things, from the media to the fashion industry, social media.
Right. To how much vodka you've had.
Your body. YouGov has conducted a study looking at these sorts of things, and they found that women... are much more likely, 18 percentage points more likely than men, to say that they feel completely or somewhat pressured to have a particular body type. Of course, we know that. About a quarter of the people that answered this believe themselves to be more attractive than the average person. And the same amount, about a quarter of us, find ourselves to be less attractive than the average person.
And the rest just say, I'm average, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm about as hot as everybody.
So if it's only a quarter, there's...
Your body makes me so horny.
If that's only 25%, there's at least 25% of women that are hotter than the average woman. Because average is what, 50%?
Yeah, I guess everybody has a different definition of average, but I know what you mean, yeah.
Or a different definition of hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah, the most common response when people are asked, are you hot, is, or, you know, how attractive are you? It's about average. That's the top answer. About 47% of us say that.
This is body, not face?
It is attractive.
Okay.
Take that for what you will.
Right.
6% identify it as a butterface.
5% say they are much more attractive. 5% say they're much more attractive than average.
Those
not
people
just
are fun
more
to hang
attractive.
Out with.
Yeah, but they probably are really hot, and they probably just write that down on something.
9% say they are much less attractive.
That should be higher.
There's today's segment of Tyler helping.
9%, it should be higher. No.
He's here to boost your self-esteem.
I think most people are average. Some people are really good-looking, and I think about 10 to 20% are probably like, whoa.
Step back.
Let's go with 10. Yeah, that might be right. That might be right, 9%. I mean, step back is about 9%. Because step back is, I mean, that's nothing to do with bodies. That's just something to do with just all of a sudden, whoa. Like, you'll put up photos of people. Women did a bunch of meth. Just that kind when you go, oh. Like, you can't look directly at their face. Yeah.
But it kind of varies. You know, I base it on my trips to the store.
Sometimes, well, once the mask came off.
Right, you see a lot of attractive people.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes you see a lot of average people.
Right.
Sometimes mostly a lot of fatties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a mixture of all of them.
Well, the most common response when Americans are asked to choose
sudden,
words.
You didn't say unattractive, you just said fat. We're talking about, I know this is body types, I get it. But I'm talking about overall looks.
Without the mask, there did seem to be more ugly people around because their faces were covered up for a year.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah,
there
unfortunately, were. They're looking at us and saying the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The most common response when Americans are asked to choose words that describe their body.
It's a wonderland, man.
It's average, 31%.
Yeah. Yours.
And then 21% of us say, yeah, we're chubby. Right. 20% say we're overweight.
Yep.
14 say slim. Athletic, 13%.
Half of those people aren't.
See, that number needs to be amended, too.
Which one?
20% say they're overweight.
Yeah. Dance, you fat bitch.
Well, 21% say chubby.
Oh, okay.
So between the two, it's 41%.
That's still low.
This nation is about 80% overweight.
80%.
Seriously. I mean, if you go by the BMI.
I know, but even Dr. Mina said we're rightly to question that. And I was real happy with that.
There are flaws in that logic.
Yeah, which we always thought there wasn't, but she said there was.
Is that how we could change the Earth's axis?
Oh, that's right. Larry Goldberg.
We're so fat here that it starts tilting.
Have all the fatties go to one side?
Well, all of us go to one side and jump up and down, push the Earth a little further away.
Well, it makes sense since the Earth is flat. Yeah, right. You can put them all on one side.
Yeah, just tilt it.
I think altering, we didn't get into this yesterday, but if you alter the way the Earth tilts or the orbit in any way, shape, or form, there's pretty dramatic consequences to that.
Yeah.
I don't think you really thought that through.
Good thing the Forest Administration can't do that. Louis Gohmert.
Yeah, he's thinking, he probably consulted the guy who wants to nuke hurricanes.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah, that would play with gravity
all
and things.
Groups of idiots.
I mean, you just can't do that.
Right, the magnetic field. You'd have to talk to a smart guy who would say that would just throw this whole world into a tizzy if you altered it, even in the minutest form.
Yeah, that could have really drastic effects. We just start floating away from the sun.
No, towards it. That's how we're going to fix climate change. We're not actually going to do anything on Earth. We're going to just move it.
Yeah. Why can't we just set off a couple of bombs somewhere and change everything?
Because big oil is paying me. I can't do that.
That's the answer to everything is a couple of bombs. Right. Can't we shoot our way out of this?
Right.
Can't we just shoot climate change?
Damn right, Tom.
Yeah. It might get to the point where we're fat enough to get that taken care of.
So among people that are in a romantic relationship, about half, 47%, say they believe that they and their partner are equally physically attractive. Men are more than twice as likely as women to say that they think their partner is more physically attractive than they are.
Especially if she's sitting next to him while they're taking the survey.
Yeah, but 12% of men and 17% of women say they believe they are more attractive than their romantic partner.
They say she outkicked her coverage?
Yeah.
Well, 12% of men say they are more attractive than their romantic partner.
Men
17% of women say they believe they're more attractive than their romantic partner.
Straight men can never figure out why women like guys at all. Because we know we're gross in general. There's gross things we do. So we're lucky that there are straight women out there that like straight men because we always assume, oh, my God, she's hot. What'd she want with me? Well, because you're a dude that she's attracted to.
For some reason.
But that's because they're heterosexual.
Yeah.
Because
we assume that women can look at other women and go, they're beautiful, but they're not gay, so they like men. They're sexually attracted to men.
I think that's why people always say that stuff about, oh, she's hot, you're not. Well, that's because you're a dude. And chicks think the guy's good looking. You know what I mean?
No matter what we see in the mirror.
That helps. Thank you, ladies.
I didn't get this one either. When it comes to a partner's relative weight, 42% of women say that they have no preference on their partner's weight. Another 22% of women say they prefer for a partner to be about their size. 16% want their partner to be less slim than they are, and about 11% say they want their partner to be slimmer than they are.
That's just all
men don't care.
Yeah.
We're just grateful. Men don't We're care. Just grateful.
Yeah. 25% of men say they want their partner to be slimmer than they are.
I figured that would have been higher. Yeah. We're pigs.
Yeah.
Except for the plumpers crowd. There's a few of those out there. And they're usually really skinny.
Or black guys.
The like plumpers,
black guys like, yeah. like the big girls.
They like the pogs.
Not all black guys do.
Is that what they call them? Pogs.
There's white guys that probably dig that too.
Fat with a PH. Fat ass white girls.
Is that what that stands for?
Yep. Yeah.
I'd seen that before, but there's sometimes I'll see those acronyms and yeah. I'm like, I don't even.
Yeah. I know what they mean.
But it's on porn and you're not into doing the research right that right. moment.
Todd yeah. signs, this isn't research time.
Todd signs all his emails, fat ass white girls. Just see that. Yeah. That's what that acronym. Todd Brandt, man. Summit Media, badass white girl.
With Pog love and, from your Pog.
Check out Pog and Tyler in the morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.